Hello, welcome to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fojo. He is a voice called to restore the dignity of humanity, to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit, to reveal the true identity of Christ in us, to raise and build people of absolute dominion, to raise a fearless generation, to bring salvation to the unsaved, revival to the brokenhearted, liberate men from captivity, to reveal the absoluteness of the Holy Ghost, to break the walls of denominization and bring about unity in the body of Christ across the continent. And now, today's message.
Every growth or any height a man wants to exponentially command is connected to the purity of your mindset. Did you hear that? I want you to know one thing, that God will not do much for you until you alter how you think. If a man does not alter the thought patterns, he will never command life. Watch me. The average charismatic believer has this idea that God must bless me. Meanwhile, God says you're already blessed. It is an understanding you have concerning the life you live that will give you the power to command what you deserve. So unto the thought of a man appear, you cannot command access. You didn't hear me? I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, that the future you want to possess is not God's responsibility until your patterns are changed. Did you hear that? The Bible didn't say, just as a man thinketh, so he would be. You see, there are many things about life that causes us to think in a particular way. For instance, if you care for an environment where people devalue people's gifts, the tendency that you would not appreciate people for who they are is very high. If that makes sense. You see, many of you are refusing to see that the life God wants you to possess is a divine life. And you need a divine thought pattern to command the expression of it. You didn't hear that? We can make boastful claims of whatever Christ has done for us. It is to the degree of our understanding that will cause us to see who we are. You didn't hear me, church? Watch me. You were here when I made you understand that when I pray to God for answers, the response from heaven will always be dependent on how I think. In other words, when God speaks forth from the heavens, the spirit in me captures the word, but it will take the soul to grant me clarity to the body. You didn't hear me? Because when God speaks from the heavens, he communicates life to my spirit man. You didn't hear me, church? Watch me. It is not the way you pray that will change God's mind towards you. You didn't hear me? You see, people have this thing that when you pray, things will change. Yes, it is true. But prayer will first change the person praying before it changes things. Do you know why? Because you determine what happens to you. Talk to me, church. Talk to me, church. Oh, am I communicating here? If I pray that the Lord will grant you safety, and I know that you are in a tough speed, what will happen? Talk to me now. Do I have to pray for God to cancel the accident, or I have to teach you how to slow down your speed? Talk to me, church. You see, in our generation today, we communicate truth haphazardly, in a sense that we are incomplete, and because we're incomplete, we become incompetent. Talk to me, church. Praise God. Watch me. Don't get me wrong. It is easier to get people to be inspired when you show them that once you do this and that and that and that, they will succeed. But when it's time for them to be responsible for their actions, don't do it. You didn't hear me? Don't get me wrong. One major reason why those who claim the new God from a prophetic standard are veering off God's standards, because the God they encountered was the God they have to sow seed to bless them. Talk to me, church. Many believers still don't have solidified foundation when it concerns Christianity. If your orientation about God is what a denomination makes mention of, the possibility that your truth will be hinged on what this is very high. Let me see your hand if I'm blessing you here.
God is good.
Please, let me say this. I don't know how to make it simple for you. You see, Europe is overrated. Does it make sense? The idea where many people are trying to be comfortable with something that is not even theirs is so high. Why make a boastful claim over something that's not yours? Talk to me, church. I was at the barber salon a few days ago. And then few Ghanaians came in there. Well, you know how people write. They came in there. I realized they were talking about pastors. So the woman that owns the house said, oh, as for this man of God, he is very different from the ones you're talking about. Now, guess what? The other lady said, oh, they all start like this. And towards the end of their service, they change everything about what they do concerning God. In the sense that they begin to delve into money laundering and stuff. They begin to charge blah, 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 blah. And I was about to leave the place. But I wasn't comfortable. I said, no, let me leave a bomb before I leave this place. If I leave here quiet like that, I didn't help this lady. So I came and I asked the Baba, that young man, I said, you care for the invasion? I said, yes. I said, good. All the things you saw us do in Ghana, did we pray for it to appear? Or we invested into it? I said, madam, the house you live in, I guess you are Belgian by nationality, am I right? Why won't the government give you free house to live in? Talk to me now. Talk to me, church. Please don't get me wrong. Believers are the only people that want to be foolish in our estate. Things that are very common to the natural man, we want to make it uncommon. Am I correct? Now, she began to say, so you couldn't find any better thing to say concerning ministry apart from money. Because to you, a pastor must be poor. I said, no wonder you look like what you think. Am I talking? Eh? If you want to know how sound men are, hear what they say. The way people talk will make you know how they think. Am I correct? That is why I pity church members who make friends in the church and the friends don't teach them kingdom advancement. Did you hear me? When you talk to a church member, in the course of the week, it should be what the pastor preach. How do we better our lives? Does that make sense? If somebody's case becomes what you talk about, you're a shallow-minded person. You have no life. This journey called life is a race. Did you hear that? It's a race. Can I teach you? If you enter into the promised land with an Egyptian mindset, you will curse God to his face. And that was the problem of Israel. God delivered them out of Egypt, but they didn't deliver Egypt out of them. There are two forms of deliverance. A deliverance where God takes you out of Egypt and delivers Egypt out of you. You didn't hear me? The people lived in a land of slavery until they began to think like slaves. They got to the land that God gave unto them as honey and milk. Guess what happened? They were scared of the people God gave them power to conquer because they carried a slavery mentality. The Lord told us that the month of October is a month of vision. I'm going to open your eyes on deeper things I believe many people have not experienced yet. Now, I have compartmentalized this into many, many titles here. And I'm praying that you have a deeper knowledge here. God is good. So, if you have a book and pen with you, please, write down these words for me. I plan to do a 2-week series on this. God is good. So for today, we are going to consider 3 things. Number 1, I want to discuss what I entitled the nature of vision. Are we good to go? I want to discuss what I entitled the nature of vision. It's not under vision though, but just to give you semi-titles here. So
We are discussing vision, but the first thing I want to attack is the nature of vision. Number two, I'll be telling you what vision does to the man. Are we good to go, family? Yes. If I'm able to finish, I'll talk about how to receive a godly vision. God is good. But for this particular service, I want us to focus on two major things: the nature of vision and what vision does to a man. All right. So let's do a few Bible studies here. The book of Proverbs, chapter 22. The book of Proverbs, chapter 22, the verse number 2. The book of Proverbs, chapter 22, the verse number 2. Are we there? The book of Proverbs. It says, the rich and the poor have this in common. The Lord is the maker of them all. Honestly, if you read this topic, you'll be very angry as God. Why will God make some people rich? And why will God make some people poor? The words were spoken by King Solomon. He says, the rich and the poor have this in common. The Lord is the maker of them all. But there is a continuation to this text. The book of Proverbs, chapter 29, the verse number 13. There is a continuation to this text. The poor man and the oppressor have this in common. The Lord gives light to the eyes of both. So, in one passage, Solomon is telling us that it is God that makes the rich, and it's the same God that makes the poor. But in this context, he wants us to understand that the wealth that the rich man commands is as a revelation of the light he possesses. Talk to me, church. So in this case, Solomon is making us understand that the Lord is responsible for the makeup of a man, but not responsible for the decisions of a man. Whatever decides or influences the man to become rich or poor is as a revelation of the light he carries. Does it make sense here, please? So if you believe that you are poor, God didn't decide that. The understanding you have concerning life made that decision. Talk to me, church. Nobody was born to be at the last. It is your orientation about the life you know that placed you there. Talk to me, church. Am I communicating, please? Now, hear this. Whenever we talk about vision, I want to give you two definitions here. Our first definition for vision. Vision simply means seeing the future before it comes into being. Seeing the future before it comes into being. Seeing the future before it comes into being. Honestly, there are people who are on earth today who have nothing that governs their life. All they know about life is the comfort life provides. But nothing burns in their heart like passion. There's nothing making them stay up the whole night because they live a visionless life. And I want you to know that life will always respond to you based on what you have seen. Every resource a man commands, it will always be in respect of what the eyes are seeing. I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, that if you are not governing your life by vision, you live anyhow. Anyhow living results to anyhow destiny. You see, the idea of vision is understanding that what you have seen will become a reality. Am I communicating, church? Jesus Christ came upon the earth and declared his vision statement to us, that all men will come to the knowledge of the Father. So in his return, people were sent unto him. That's his vision. Now, truly speaking, if all you know about life is all that life provides, you will always be a slave to time. Am I communicating here? Please hear me well. I want you to know that comfortability is a trap. Nothing grows in comfort. Let me break it down for you. Watch me. The average believer has this understanding that God should be the deciding factor of their destiny. And God says, yes, I am the deciding factor of your life. But in terms of the advancement of your life, I leave that to your own peril. Did you hear that? Please, let me say it in a way that you will know that I'm talking to you. If God is to give you a car, that car should serve the purpose of the kingdom. If the car you receive from God makes you comfortable, you lose the next blessing. Is it clear now? Whatever God gives must propel your anger for the next life God wants to command. If you are pegged at the level where this miracle met you, you will die there. So nothing in life grows in comfort. That is the pride of our generation. That is why many of you come from Africa. God gives you access in Europe. And after God begins to meet you at the point of your need, you forget the need for understanding life. Am I communicating, church? Please hear this. Whenever you go before the Lord and you pray to God for answers, every answer the Lord desires to give a man will be relative to the vision you have about life. Am I teaching here? I am taking my time because I want you to know the depth of the message. The very moment you allow life to teach you things you're supposed to learn from wisdom, man, you become a slave forever. Joe, come here. Stay here for me. Please hear this. When our brother goes before the Lord and he prays to God for miracles, signs, and wonders, the Lord would give him whatever he's believing God for based on the vision he has about himself. Did you hear that? Watch me. Every miracle must serve to kingdom advancement. What do I mean when I say kingdom advancement? A realm where God, his glory, his power, his mind will be instituted. If whatever God gives will not make him God, he won't give it to you. Oh, you think you have enough? Wait until God makes you meet some people. You will know what you have is nothing. Oh, am I correct? You will think you have enough. Wait until you come to a place where what you think is enough is nothing compared. Some time ago, I was in Ghana when somebody said, humble yourself. Your salary is someone's tight. He says, humble yourself. He says, your salary is someone's tight. So even if you are receiving $100,000, that is someone's tithe. I repeat, When the Lord promised Abraham that I will give you Isaac, watch me. Not until God altered his understanding, the miracle did not come. Am I correct? Watch me. Abraham didn't know that the Lord was instituting him as a government in the spirit. For a very long time, he felt that his service to God was only profitable to his own family. Meanwhile, the Lord was causing this man to construct a pattern where the Messiah will come from. So God says, until I change the way you think and how you see things, you will confer your disability on the blessing. Am I communicating here? So God says, I need you to look up and tell me what you see. Now watch this. Science will tell you that any good eye can see about 10 miles away from you. If you constrain your eye, you can see about 20 miles. But to see beyond the flesh, you need the eye of imagination. And God says, I want to give you an Isaac. But the purpose of Isaac will have to serve to my advancement as a king. Talk to me, church. Oh, hello? So God says, I need you to have the vision of seeing the world as your own. Not until then, what you receive will become a problem. So watch me. When people don't have the ability of seeing tomorrow as today, it becomes a problem for them. Did you hear that? So vision means seeing the future. Seeing that tomorrow as your present state of life. Have a seat, sir. Am I teaching here? Second definition about vision. This is powerful. Vision simply means the ability to see further than your eyes can. The ability to see further than our eyes can look. Number three. A mental image of what the future could be like. This seems to be very interesting. My God. A mental image. All right. Can I give an example here? Have you ever been to a place in your life whereby you began to think of something? You haven't seen it yet. But the reality of the thought became so real that you began to feel how it's going to feel like. Talk to me. Have you ever watched a movie and cried before? Meanwhile, the movie is acted, right? They paid the actors to act in that way. But they were so emotional that you could feel how they felt. Am I correct? God says, what you want to be like must be like the life you want to live. So act like what you see. Am I communicating here? A mental image of what the future could be like. That's a powerful statement. Now, truly speaking, many believers are void of results because they lack vision. There is nothing in life that is sponsoring whatever they do. They just walk through life as life presents choices to them. But as in they making sure they come up with cognitive ideas so they can become a legacy, it's not there. It's a pity. Did you hear that? These are not common statements, family. Should not assume you've understood. Am I communicating, church? You see, if what you see in 10 years doesn't scare you, is not a vision. Did you hear that? Your vision must be so powerful that whatever you assume that you'll be in life one day should be comfortable. Not until you see the fulfillment of what you've envisioned, don't sleep. Because a dream will not be only what you see at night, but what will make you wake up at night. I need you to do a steady check on your life right now and be very honest with yourself. Just do a check on the last 20 years or the last 15 years or the last 10 years of your life and ask yourself, did you advance or did you retrogress? Just check. Just do, check the last 10 years of your life and pick out something good you felt you were envisioning before it happened. We are in 2024, am I correct? Perfect. So do a steady check between 2014 and 2024 and check if your profits are more than your regrets or your regrets are more than your profits. Talk to me, family. Oh, hello? If whatever is causing you to live in this year is something you never envisioned, you lose the essence of humanity. Wow. I wonder how people pray when there's nothing they're seeing about themselves. I wonder how people expect God to honor them when they can't see what God has seen. God leaves the decision of your future to your vision. The Lord told me. God told me that the reason why he gives men vision is because he doesn't want men to live by what they see. When your eyes are moved by the things you see, life will give you disappointment. Somebody said, if you look down in life, you'll be depressed. If you look around life, you'll be oppressed. But when you look up, you'll be at rest. As little as Joseph was, what happened? The Lord began to open the man's understanding to see the future. So he could live the life God wanted him to live, because that future would only be a possibility when he constantly envisions them. You see, we are focused more to what God will have give us. Meanwhile, God is willing to give you based on what you've seen. Did you hear that? Your testimony will be relative to your vision. The smaller your vision, the smaller the testimony. Am I communicating this? Nothing sponsors their life. See, if you begin to go through life without any burden in your heart, you will distract your purpose with pleasure. Am I correct? Do you know that there are some people, like, they go for parties almost every weekend? Every weekend, you see them at party A, party B, every weekend. I was teaching this same someone in Germany, and I taught them that sometimes when you begin to interact with your mothers and fathers, they are filled more with regret than wisdom. Am I correct? A woman came to me in America. And I began to pray for her. I laid my hands over her. And the doctor told me that Demons are not the ones responsible for her depression. God told me that bad decisions are responsible for her depression. And I said, Madam, I'm seeing 5 children in front of you, but I see them all in the casket. She began to cry. So it's true. He says, I was a very beautiful lady, and I felt I could toss men like chess. So I was having multiple men in my life because of the money I wanted. But after I got the money, I realized my womb became very weak. So once I get pregnant, something happens and the baby dies. Until I was declared menopause. So I can't give birth again to a child. And I'm 62 years old. No child. I was on a flight when God told me this. Hear me. If the wisdom you have in life came from the past, you claim was good. Think twice. Because every experience that life brings about does not teach, it takes. How do I simplify this message? Huh? The purity of your spirit. Eh? The purity of your understanding. The purity of your passion. The purity of your stamina. The purity of your character. They play a major role in destiny fulfillment. Vision. Am I communicating here? Honestly, in our generation, you see a lot of devastated people. There's no goal governing their life. Watch me. Your salary cannot help you become rich. You didn't hear me? Nobody in life has ever been made rich just because of the one personal job. What you call wealth, what you define as prosperity, what you think is richness for you, is below your capacity. When God spoke to me about Invasion Ghana, the Lord told me to do Invasion Ghana when I had no money in my pocket. So I spoke to a friend of mine and I said, God has told me this. What do I do? And I said, God has told me that I should not reduce whatever he wants me to do. And he says, if God has said so, do it. The next thing he called me, a man of God, the Lord has spoken to me to help the ministry with this amount of seed and give it to us. And the Lord told me to do billboards. So I did billboards. And then you see, when you are starting something new, and you are surrounded by people that have mental problem. Talk to me, church. Oh, hello. When you are surrounded by visionless people, they will fight you big time. I was fought big time. The following year, we had a conference organized. Unnecessary quarrel, unnecessary battle. At a point, the church wanted to change the whole idea of the conference because somebody went out and miscommunicated while I was on an interview concerning my own late grandfather. It's serious. I got angry. I said, I won't do invasion in this church again. We'll take it somewhere else. So our next invasion, I did it at the Accra Conference Center. And the members go angry, don't come to church. We got to the program where we had 1,080 members waiting for us. I said, the members should go home. The ones are enough for us. Now, the same people that said, don't come home. The following year, God took us to a different height. Does that make sense? Now, the same people were patronizing us that they saw the beginning of this thing here. Watch me. You see, when you discuss who what God wants to become with people who don't believe in you, they will devalue what you carry. They will give you reasons not to believe in yourself. Talk to me, church. Meanwhile, those who are passing comments about your life can't do one thing for sacrifice. You know, sometimes when people come to church and you tell them to give testimonies, just the few members, you begin to shake. Am I correct? Talk to me now. Just to stand, just few, they'll be shaking. They can't even talk again. Their English will be going up and down like that. Meanwhile, let somebody preach. It will shock you how they can tell the person A to Z. Watch me. You must be so conscious and so focused, that the life you want to live becomes a life you are living. Did you hear that? Be so focused that the life you want to enter in becomes the life you are living in the present. Am I communicating? So, when was the last time you told yourself in the dark that in the next 10 years, this is how I want my life to be like? No constructive plan. Nothing. No plan. Nothing. How do you envision something that is so natural and so cheap? God told John the Beloved, he says, come up, Peter. See, every vision must look impossible to you, the flesh. It must look impossible to you. So you challenge yourself to make it happen. Your competitor is not a person. Hello. If you want to compete, it shouldn't be with a person. Am I correct? Some time ago, my dad told me that, man of God, this person has left the church, so if you're preaching, don't talk about it. I said, who shall talk about somebody? Why would I waste my money talking about somebody when I can use that anger to describe something else? Talk to me, church. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Esther did not become queen the day King Xerxes said, you're my wife. She was always a queen. God was waiting for the right time for that spoken prophecy to find fulfillment. Even though she lived as a slave girl, she didn't act like a slave girl. She acted like a queen among the slave girl. So where she was too small to accommodate her, and God is coming to the palace. The present does not announce men. Talk to me, church. When a person possesses a vision, there are five things that will happen to you. And I end it. I will continue on Friday. Why are you blessed, please? Anytime a person possesses a vision, there are five things that will happen to you. Every vision that is true will contradict your present reality. Once the vision is genuine, it will contradict your present reality. Your present reality. Something would scare you in the sense that where you want to enter may look impossible. Don't go for what looks possible. I keep telling people, I don't believe in the phrase when people say, cut your coat according to your size. I don't believe in that. I don't think I'm saying that. Where are the mothers here? Check your old pictures and check your current pictures. Hello. Talk to me now. When you had no child, check your size. And check what happened after God gave a child. If you were size 7, then you cannot say. Well, am I correct? Yes. So you shouldn't cut to court.
That statement has got to do with people understanding that you can balance life. Am I correct? With what happens in your present state. But it shouldn't be your standard of living.
You didn't clap your hands, church. Every vision will contradict your present reality.
It will not look like what God is saying will be possible. Am I correct?
Yes. Yes.
You see, whenever I make mention of this statement, I'm not bragging. I'm a living proof of the things I see. Am I communicating this?
Did I share a testimony the Lord gave us over the weekend? Where somebody who was under USA investigative department, online, right? Perfect.
The guy was tagged a criminal by USA since 2020.
And his name was all over Google. So when he goes to work and they type the man's name, they see him as a criminal.
He joined my service on Friday and I said, you are asking me to pray for your job when God has asked me to enter the U.S. system to take your name from the place. And I said, when I'm done prophesying to you, wash your hands 7 times with salt. And I said, once you are done washing your hands with water and salt, your fingerprint will leave the system. And it will not appear as though your name was tagged online. And the guy did that. He did the direction on Friday. On Saturday, a call came that we have done our final check-ins. Now, guess what? The time that I was prophesying to him here on Saturday, which was Friday in America, the U.S. guys, they were deleting the guy's fingerprint. So, under 24 hours, somebody who was tagged as a criminal who tried to embezzle $2.4 million was set free.
Hello. Now, till date, the guy is still asking himself if he's still the same person God set free. The man of God, do you know what it means to be in Europe or America and the government says you're under control for 4 years?
Praise God. And a prophetic word that came for 2 minutes cleared everything away. Watch me. I was in prayer in my dad's office and I said, God, what will cause people to make declarations? And then it happens. God told me that there's a pattern for them to follow. You see? When you don't try to understand the life God has in mind for you and you try to live within your means, you live as a slave.
Am I communicating?
Huh? May this sermon not be too late for you.
That's my prayer for you. Sometimes I look back and I look at all the guys I used to pray with and I used to pray for. And it's a pity sometimes. I'm like, it's a pity. It's a pity. I remember how few years ago some of them wanted to fight me. And then they're still nowhere. It's a pity sometimes. It's a pity. Ivala maru televa skifia telemosos. Watch me. Once you possess vision, you don't need anyone to tell you what's not. Hello? Number two, what will vision do to you? Vision will confront your sense of comfort. Vision will make you feel uncomfortable when life wants to make you comfortable. Ever excelling ever willing, ever rising. Look at me. There is maturity in consistency. If you do one thing and you win, you don't stop doing it. Am I correct? Oh, am I correct?
Yeah.
I was preaching last year and I told our people that I need four of the ladies to write the date they want to get married to. And they should send the dates to me. So, luckily for them, they had my personal number and they sent me a message. And I said, it is done. All the four of them. They're getting married next year. All the four. All the four next year. All the four next year. Hello? God will not do what is possible. So you don't take the priest. He will do what is impossible. Ask somebody, what are your eyes seeing? I'm praying for the nurses in this house that they will begin to own the nursing homes they work for. You don't believe in that? Oh, Jesus. It is possible. It is more than possible. See, the urgency of the vision will fight you when you want to be rest. Am I correct? Hey, you must so much fall in love with your vision that you go to bed thinking about tomorrow. You wake up thinking about tomorrow. Don't spiritualize your irresponsibilities. Yes. People are so comfortable that they don't want to do what is expected of them to do. So they live for God to decide. God will not decide what you can do. It's a fact. You see, I get burdened when somebody's means of survival is all about what I eat, what I wear, what I drink, how I sleep, and nothing about their life when it concerns societal development. It's serious. Number three. Every vision will help you conceive a new opportunity. It will grant you ideas on how to function in that. Number four. Every vision would help you connect to the resources that you need. Honestly, if you don't know what you're looking for, you will not know what's right in front of you. It is vision that will help you understand that you need this at this time of your life. Number five. Number four. Vision will help you connect to the resource. Vision connects you with resources. Resource only in terms of money, please. I mean, everything that will help you empower yourself. And number five. Vision will help you concentrate your energy. Do you know that if you are on a mission, you will not focus on who is distracting you? Am I correct? I believe we've all written answers before. Am I correct?
Yes.
Just imagine your teacher telling you that. If you turn left or right or back, you are failed. Will you turn? You will turn. Because that's your last hope. God is good. Because you know exactly what will happen to you if you disobey the commands of your teachers. At the Invasion Ghana, two of my teachers came there. They are pastors, by the way. And they came for the conference. And few of the guys I grew up with in our city also came for the conference. So they told them that whatever we see Prophet Benjamin doing is not a shock for us. We saw him grow by loving the Lord. So it is very common for us to see him do these things, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Now guess what? When we were done with the conference, I began to hug some of them. And one man I hugged, he told me that the unction that came upon him, you were there, right?
Yes.
We did almost another Holy Ghost service. When we closed with the service, we are closed, people are going home. The Holy Ghost began to work on people outside as well. I finished with the service, granted interviews, and I went upstairs. I went there and the protocol said, man of God, please, we had to protocol you, we had to let them, so please, you have to also bless us. And I said, let us pray. To date, they broke two of the man glasses. To me, I'm like, oh, let me just lay my hands and pray for them. The Holy Ghost took charge. You see, when you are buried in your vision, any form of energy you emit are just the influences of the vision to command. Am I communicating here? Pastor Chris says he can't talk foolishly. He can't talk foolishly. He can't. I watched a comedian grant an interview and he said Pastor Chris was his roommate in 1982. He's a comedian in Nigeria. He said Pastor Chris was his roommate in 1982. And he said when they were students, he would still come in suit. As a student, he would still come with the curls at that time with Reverend Thompson. At 1982, when they studied, they prayed the whole night. And people were making mockery of them. Until he told them that you guys watch me on TV. It wasn't a lie.
Thank you. And God bless you for listening to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. Don't forget to share with us how this message has been a blessing to you and your family on +324 9209 0454 or email us at office@benjaminfodjo.org. Follow Prophet Benjamin on Facebook, YouTube, podcast at Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. On Instagram is Benjamin_Fodjo. Twitter is @SeniorBenjaminFodjo. And our website is www.benjaminfodjo.org. Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. The vision, the mission, the passion.